ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयम् उदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम सिक्स्थ कांटो चैप्टर 16 किंग चित्रकेतु मीट्स द लॉर्ड टेक्स्ट 11। न आदत्ते आत्मा हि गुणम् न दोषम् न क्रियाफलम् उदासीनवत् आसीनः परावर दृग् ईश्वरः। नादत्त आत्मा हि गुणम् न दोषम् न क्रियाफलम् उदासीनवत् आसीनः परावर दृग् ईश्वरः। नादत्तः आत्मा हि गुणम् न दोषम् न क्रियाफलम् उदासीनवत् आसीनः परावर दृग् ईश्वरः। नादत्तः आत्मा हि गुणम् न दोषम् न क्रियाफलम् उदासीनवत् आसीनः परावर दृग् ईश्वरः। वर्ड मीनिंग न नॉट आदत्ते एक्सेप्ट्स आत्मा द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड He indeed gunam happiness na not dosam unhappiness na nor kriya phalam the result of fruitive activity udasinavat exactly like a neutral man,
exactly like a
Asina, sitting in the core of the heart. Parabaradrik, seeing the cause and effect. Ishvara, the Supreme Lord. Translation and purport by Divine Grace Abhay Charana Aravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. The Supreme Lord Atma, the creator of cause and effect, does not accept the happiness and distress that result from fruitive actions. He is completely independent of having to accept a material body, and because he has no material body, he is always neutral. The living entities, being part and parcel of the Lord, possess his qualities in a minute quantity. Therefore, one should not be affected by lamentation. Please repeat. The Supreme Lord, Atma, the creator of cause and effect, does not accept the happiness and distress that result from fruitive actions. He is completely independent of having to accept a material body. And because he has no material body, he is always neutral. The living entities, being part and parcel of the Lord, possess his qualities in a minute quantity. Therefore, one should not be affected by lamentation. Purport. The conditioned soul has friends and enemies. He is affected by the good qualities and the faults of his position. The Supreme Lord, however, is always transcendental because he is the Ishvara, the supreme controller. He is not affected by duality. It may therefore be said that he sits in the core of everyone's heart as the neutral witness of the causes and effects of one's activities, good and bad. We should also understand that Udasina, neutral, does not mean that he takes no action. Rather, it means that he is not personally affected. For example, a court judge is neutral when two opposing parties appear before him, but he still takes action as the case warrants. To become completely neutral, indifferent to the material activities, we should simply seek shelter at the lotus feet of the Supreme Neutral Person. Maharaj Chitraketu was advised that remaining neutral in such trying circumstances as the death of one's son is impossible. Nevertheless, since the Lord knows how to adjust everything, the best course is to depend upon him and do one's duty in devotional service to the Lord. In all circumstances, one should be undisturbed by duality. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 2:47, karmani badhikaraste ma phalesu kadachana ma karma phala heturbhur ma te sangvastva karmani. You have a right to perform your prescribed duty, but you are not entitled to the fruits of action. Never consider yourself to be the cause of the result of your activities, and never be attached to not doing your duty. One should execute one's devotional duty, and for the results of one's actions, one should depend upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Hare Krishna. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shailakaya चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुभे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति सोपदान्तिकम्। वन्दे अहं श्री गुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सह गण रघुनाथानितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखानितांश्च। नमों विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामीनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषः शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे। नमो महावदान्याय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नामिने गौरतिशे नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। वांछा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। न दत्त आत्मा हि गुणम् न दोषम् न क्रियाफलम् उदासीनवत् आसीन परावर दृक् ईश्वरः। द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड आत्मा द क्रिएटर ऑफ कॉज एंड इफेक्ट्स डज नॉट एक्सेप्ट द हैप्पीनेस एंड डिस्ट्रेस दैट रिजल्ट फ्रॉम फ्रुटिव एक्शंस। He is completely independent of having to accept a material body, and because he has no material body, he is always neutral. The living entities, being part and parcel of the Lord, possess his qualities in a minute quantity. Therefore, one should not be affected by lamentation. So this episode about Maharaj Chitraketu is connected with Vritrasura. In this sixth canto, in 14th chapter, Parikshit Maharaj asked his spiritual master Sukadeva Goswami, how such a demon as Vritrasura could become an exalted devotee? In this connection, the previous life of Vritrasura is discussed, and this involves the story of Chitraketu and how he was victimized by lamentation because of his death of his son. This is the background. So As we know, Maharaj Chitrakatu, and how many wives? 10 million, 1 crore wives. You are believing any woman? Even we have heard about Sri Krishna, Lord Sri Krishna in Dwaraka. How many wives? 16,108 wives. But Maharaj Chitrakatu had 10 million wives, 1 crore wives. How it is possible? How he maintaining the 1 crore wives? Lord Sri Krishna, the Supreme Lord, he was expanding himself in 16,108 forms, and he was equally staying with all wives same time. Narada Muni saw it practically. But Maharaj Chitrakatu was a living entity. He could not expand himself like that, like this Lord Sri Krishna. Still, it is mentioned in pages of Srimad Bhagavatam that Maharaj Chitrakatu had 10 million wives, 1 crore wives. But still he was not happy. He was always in a morose condition. He was lamenting because he has no child. Why someone get married? What is the goal of marriage? Why one accept a wife? To create a son. Putrarthe kriyate bharjya. One accept a wife to get a son who will inherit him, because if in his lifetime he could not perform pure devotional service perfectly, he will not be able to return back to Godhead directly in the end of his life, then his son will help him. Like we see this story of Sagara dynasty, how Bhagiratha was able to deliver all his forefathers from cycle of birth and death by bringing Ganges, by his great austerity. So that's why Maharaj Chitrakatu was thinking, I am the emperor of the earth planet, I have 1 crore wives, but I did not have a child. So what is the value of all these things, my opulences? That's why he is lamenting. And in course of his lamentation, one time he met Angira Rishi. And by the mercy of Angira Rishi, he got a son from the womb of his first wife, Pritaditi, the first queen of Maharaj Chitrakatu was Pritaditi. But when Pritaditi get a child, and other queens, all rest of the queens, they become envious, because it is automatically that Maharaj Chitrakatu becomes so much attached to the first queen, Pritaditi. Jai Sri Sri Gaurnitai Krishna Balaram Radha Syama Sundar Ki Jai. So what happened? What is the result? The all other queens, they together, get together, and they gave poison to the child. So the only son, what was the name of the son? Harsha Shoka. Harsha means jubilation, happiness. And Shoka means lamentation. So this is not only case for the Maharaj Chitrakatu. This is actually the case for all the living entities. This is nature of the material world. No one is always happy. There is happiness, then also distress. They go come together. As Govinda Das in his famous song, he wrote, Bhajo Hure Mana, in the famous bhajan, he wrote, E dhana jauvana putra parijana ithe ki ache para titire. Kamala dala jala jivana atala mala bhajahu haripada nitire. He gave his suggestion that what is the way in this way? There is nothing permanent in this material world. You may have so many wives, children, You have so many friends, relations, but they are not permanent. It's only temporary. This life is just like a drop of water remaining on the top of a lotus petal. Lotus petal, just or lotus leaf, just dwindling here and there. Any moment it could fall down. Similarly, our life, no one knows what will happen after just few minutes. Kamala dala jala jivana tala mala, our life is just dwindling here. Any moment can finish. That's why our real duty is bhajahu haripada nitire. Always engaged in chanting and hearing and remembering Krishna. That is our goal. But Maharaj Chitraketu, being so much attached in karmakanda and fruitive activity, and he has no spiritual master those days. Later on, Narada Muni became his spiritual master. So he was thinking, oh, my son is died. What is the value of my life? He was so much in lamentation. He was crying like anything. His wife Kritaditi also, same condition. They are lamenting and crying, and many days passed away. They did not even eat or drink or any happiness. They forgot everything. It happens sometimes like that. Even the great demon Hiranyakashipu, he told the stories like that to whom? To his Rishabhanu, to his Rishabhanu was the wife of Hiranyakya. His sister, sister-in-law. And to his nephews, he also told stories like that. There was one king whose name was Sujagya. And in course of fighting, he lost his life. Then all his wives, just lamenting and crying, embracing the dead body of Sujagya. And how Jamaraj himself appeared. He's a small boy, innocent boy. He come and he just started speaking philosophy. He start speaking philosophy. Oh, I am a orphan. I am no father and mother. My parents are died from very childhood. Still I am not lamenting. I am depending on the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna. Krishna is the original protector of everyone. He is actually maintaining everyone. So, tumita rakshaka ar palaka amar. He is the protector of all living entities, and he is also maintaining everyone. He is the real father, mother, and everything for all living entities. Just like Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, janaka janani daita tanaya prabhu guru pati tuhu sarvamaya. O Lord, you are my parents. Janaka, you are my father, you are my mother, you are my most beloved friend, you are my son, Tanaya, Daita Tanaya, you are my Prabhu, my master, Guru, you are my also spiritual master, Prabhu, Guru, Pati, you are my husband, everything, in all way, all relation, I connected with you, I have no other shelter. So in this way, Hiranyakashipu explained the story also, that how hearing the philosophy from the mouth of the small boy who was none other than Jamaraj himself, then Rishabhanu, the wife of Hiranyakya, and all the sons of Hiranyakya and Diti, they all become free from lamentation. Similarly, we see here that when Maharaj Chitraketu and His wife Rishabhanu, they are lamenting and they are crying like anything. So Narada Muni and Angira Rishi, they come to this spot. They feel very compassion within their heart. Because the Vaishnavas are always paradukhe, dukhi. They are always feel very compassion for the suffering living entities. So they come to the spot, and by the mercy of Narada Muni, the dead son of Chitraketu again alive. Narada Muni, by his mystic power, he brought the living entity again to the body of the into the dead body. Then the the so-called son of Maharaj Chitraketu again just come to life. Then what he spoke when Narada Muni saw that the living entity again come to the life, Narada Muni told, "O living entity, all good fortune unto you. Just see your father and mother, all your friends and relatives are overwhelmed with grief because of your passing away. Because you died untimely, the balance of your lifetime still remains. Therefore, you may re-enter your body and enjoy the remainder of your life, surrounded by your friends and relatives. Accept the royal throne and all the opulences given by your father." Then the Jiva Uvach, what the living entity spoke in answer to Narada Muni's question, that is started from text 4 up to the today's verse, 11th verse. The Jiva told 8 verses, the philosophy, the whole philosophy. Because this is due to Narada Muni's mercy, the conditioned soul who has left his this body, now he come to the real knowledge of the soul. So the living entity re-entered the dead body for short time and spoke in reply to Narada Muni's request. He said, "According to the results of my fruitive activities, I, the living being, transmigrate from one body to another, sometimes going to the species of demigods, sometimes to the species of lower animals, sometimes among the vegetables, and sometimes to the human species. Therefore, in which birth were these my mother and father? No one is actually my mother and father. How can I accept two people as my parents?" So Maharaj Chitraketu and Rishabhanu Devakadesari, what is his name? Krita Devati. They're lamenting. They are thinking, our son now came back to his life. So they are now in a happy mood. But hearing the philosophy from the mouth of the newly alive child, from the mouth of the living entity, he told, Who is my father and mother? I have accepted so many father and mothers in previous life. Sometimes I have demigod father mother, sometimes the animal father mother, sometimes human being father mother. There are so many father mothers. Now what is it they're telling son? They are now my father mother. Sometimes I was also their father, his father. There's so many bodies I have accepted. How many species? 84 lakh species. I have accepted so many parents previously. So who is parents? No one is my actual parent. The real parent is, Krishna told in Bhagavad Gita, "Aham Bija Prada Pita." Krishna told, "I am the father of all living entities." He is the real father. So that's why the living entity started speaking philosophy gradually. I am not going to read all the conversations. So that's why the Maharaj Chitraketu and his wife, they are just looking, what is going on? What is this our child is speaking? He is telling, we are not his real father, mother. Because this is the mercy of Narada Muni. Narada Muni just speaking the whole philosophy from the through the mouth of that newly alive the child. So in this particular verse, In the concluding the whole speech, the living and the entity speaking, that nādata atmahi guna gunam no dosam na kriyaphalam udāsinavat āsīnah parāvara drigiswara. The Supreme Lord, here is the word the atma used in this verse. The atma is very, a sentence in such a word, sometimes atma means super soul, sometimes atma means soul, sometimes atma means also mind. Sometimes atma means also intelligence. So this word, different circumstances, different, this meaning is differently used. So we have to depend on the commentary of the acharyas, how they meaning it. As Prabhupada translated, atma means the super, the Supreme Lord. Because in his Krama Sandarbha Jiva Goswami says that atma in this context means paramatma. So that's a Prabhupada also translating. Atma means here the Supreme Lord, the super soul. So that's why the supreme, the super soul, he never affected by na atma hi gunan, by the three modes of material nature. Just like the Bhagavad Gita, one very nice verse, Krishna told, purusa prakrutistha hi bhunkte prakruti jan gunan karana guna sanga asya sad asat joni janmasu. Actually, purusa, here is the purusa means the living entity. So living entity, prakrutistha hi, because actually, as in this verse also told, that the jivatma is also just like the Supreme Lord, he is free from the influence of the mode of nature. So the living entity, being a part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, he has also the same nature. He is in quantitatively, as Prabhupada wrote in his translation, quantitatively, in a minute quantity, the living entity also has the same qualities of the Supreme Lord. But because falsely a living entity is thinking, I am this body. Prabhupada used to say, one give an analogy sometimes in his lecture. The car is Ford, but Mr. Ford is not the car. Because in America the Ford company. Prabhupada used to say, we told over this car, this is Ford car. What is car? This car is Ford. But Mr. Ford is not the car. Similarly, sometimes with this living entity being in a particular body, we are telling the relation, this body, oh, who are you? He is telling his name that is related to this body. It is not his real identity. Real identity is different. Jivera Swarupa Hai Krishnera Nityadas. He is the eternal servant of the Supreme Lord. So that is real identity. Because he is attached to the modes of material nature, bhunkte prakruti jan gunan, because he is attached to the mode of goodness, mode of passion and mode of ignorance. So according to the association of the different modes, the living entity thinking that I am this, the particular body, he is attached to the particular body. Brahmande bhramite kon bhagyavan jeev guru krishna prasade paaye bhakti lata bij. A living entity, it is traveling in so many 84 lakhs of species, one after another, because of his the minute independence, misusing that independence, he is thinking, I have to enjoy. He is in enjoying mentality. So in this way, he is traveling in 84 lakhs of species, one after another, finding to fulfill his desires, one after another. As long as we have desires, we have to accept a body. Prajahati jada kaman sarvan partho manogatan atmaneva atmanatuste sthita pragya stadauchyate. Krishna told in his second chapter Bhagavad Gita, in concluding verses, what is the symptom of sthita pragya, who is fixed in knowledge? He has no more material desire. He is not subject to accept another body. He returned. What is his qualities? What is his nature? Krishna told, Prajahati jada kaman sarvan partho manogata. We can give up all our desires. Desireless doesn't mean no desire. Desireless means no material desires. No desire for sense gratification. So when the living entity gave up all this desire for sense gratification, Prajahati jada kaman sarvan partho manogatan atmanneva atmanato ste. For own satisfaction, for the own satisfaction of his senses, then he come to the real platform. He could understand that I am not this body. I am soul. I am the part and parcel of the supreme soul, the super soul. So that is my duty, is to serve the being part of part. I have to serve the whole. Just like in this body, this hand is one part of this body. So hand has, the duty of hand is to serve the whole body. That's why the philosophy, jatha taror mula nisechanena trupyanti tatskandha bhujoposakha prana poharena jatha indriyanang tathaiva sarvahana chutejya. Sukadeva Goswami is speaking. Just like if you want to see a tree with nice leaves, flowers, fruits, then you have to pour water, root of the tree. You just sprinkle water on the leaves and did not put water in the root. Then this tree cannot be survived for a long time. Jatha taror mula nisecha trupyanti tatskandha bhujo. But if you pour water in the root of the tree, then the tree automatically become full of leaves, flowers and fruits. Similarly, if you want to remain happy yourself, if you want to make your life successful, then you have to perform devotional service unto Achyuta Vasudeva. You have to take shelter of Vasudeva. He is the cause of all causes. He is the root of everything. Arjuna saw everything in Krishna. So, and similarly, just like in this body, if you want to maintain a healthy body, then you have to put food into stomach. Similarly, if someone wants to remain happy in this material world, he has to surrender to Krishna, Vasudeva. So in this verse particularly, here is the living entity speaking that nādata atmahi gunan na dosam na kriyaphalam. Actually, the super soul, the supreme lord, the creator of cause and effect, does not accept the happiness and distress that result from fruitive actions. He is just saying in our body, in samana vrukhya, our body is just like a tree, that two bird is sitting. One is super soul, another is soul. The soul, the living entity, he is doing fruitive activity, so he is getting the results. But super soul just sitting like a witness. Name karmani limpyanti, name karma phale spruha. Krishna is telling in Gita. Name karmani limpyanti. He is not attached to the karma. Name karma phale spruha, because he is not attached to the karma phale. Lord is just witnessing everything. He is the real well-wisher fan, but he is trying to advise the soul, but soul is not ready to hear to him. He is just enjoying his fruit. Sukha dukha, according to his fruitive activities, pious activities, then he gets some happiness. Sinful activities, then he has to suffer. But the Supreme Lord, he has nothing to do all these things. There is a fruitive actions. He is completely independent, because he is completely independent, having to accept a material body. The Supreme Lord is completely independent. He is not subject to get a material body like a conditioned living entity. Jantu deha karmena daiva netrena jantu deha papatte. Just like Rusabhdev told. Karmena daiva netrena. According to our fruitive actions, Daiva, the Jamaraj, he decided which living entity he has to get which body. After judgment, by giving a perfect judgment of his fruitive actions, the pious actions and the sinful actions, then he punished the living entity, then accordingly finally he decided also which body, this living entity has to enter which species. So, but that is not, this rule is not subjected to the super soul, the Supreme Lord. He has no material body, he is a supreme, he is the Supreme Lord, his transjanma karma, his activities, his everything is transcendental. There is no difference between body and soul of the Supreme Soul. He is a transcendental body, Sachidananda Vigraha. So this fault that is with the living entity, that is not with the Supreme Lord. He has no material body, he is always neutral. But the living entity is also, being part and parcel of the Lord, possesses qualities in minute quantity. So that's why the living entity has to understand this thing. If he is also attached to the Supreme Lord, serve him, then he can also become free from the fruitive actions. In this verse, this commentary is given by Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. He is writing, jiva hi mitra mitraya guna dosai gruhitayataha kriya phalang sukhang dukhangscha. Because the living entity, he is making the difference between he is my friend and he is my enemy. That's why Prabhupada is writing in the beginning of his purport. The conditioned soul has friends and enemies. But Supreme Lord has no friends and enemies. So that's why he is affected by the good qualities and the faults of his position. So jivo hi mitra, a living entity, he considers someone as mitra, as friend, someone as enemy. So that's why he finds sometimes the good qualities and sometimes mistakes, the faults. So according to his karma, he is sometimes become happy and sometimes become distressed. But that is not with Ishwara. Sukha dukhascha bhunte. Ishwarastu naivataha na datta iti. But this rule is not applicable to the Supreme Lord, the Super Soul, the Supreme Lord, who is the cause of all causes. And the living entity, if he surrendered to the Supreme Lord and he could understand that I am part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, and this my duty is to perform devotional service unto the Lord, by serving the Lord, I can also become free from the rules of this material nature. So in this way, we could see how can a living entity become free from the clutches of material nature. Krishna told in 14th chapter, Yoman abhyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samati taitan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. Krishna told, if you want to be to free from the influence of the material nature, no one can make themselves free by their own endeavor from the influence of material nature. Because Krishna told, mama maya durataya, this is my maya, this is my external energy. But if you surrender to the Krishna, mama maya durataya, mam eva je prapadyante maya metam tarantite. If you surrender to Krishna, then you can also overpower the influence of material nature by the mercy of Krishna. That's why Krishna is telling, yomam abhyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate. Who performs a pure devotional service, unadulterated, abhyabhicharena, vyabhichara and abhyabhichara. Vyabhichara means, a woman is called vyabhicharena when her mind is fluctuating with other men except her own husband. He's known as Pungshchali. He is known as Vyabhicharini. Similarly, a living entity, when he thinks so many demigods same time, actually our only Lord is who? Sri Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme Lord. And we should perform pure devotional service unto him. Akama sarvakamva mukhya kama udaradhi tibrena bhakti yogena jajetah purusam param. Beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, Sukadeva Goswami is telling. You may have material desires. You may not have any material desire. Akama sarvakama, you have so many material desires. Mukhya kama, you may want liberation. Still, don't go anywhere. Just take shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. And so that's why when the living entities take shelter of Lord Sri Krishna, whether even if he has material desires, gradually Krishna purifies him. Krishna told four types of peoples, they come to my shelter. Chaturvidha bhajate mam jana sukritina arjuna artha artharthi jigyasu jnani cha bharatarsan. You may be having the desire for sanskrit because so many things. Pujamana pratishtha like Dhruva Maharaj. Or you may be like Gajendra. Or you may be like the four Kumaras or Sages and Nimisaranya, Jigyasu. Or you may not have any material desires. Like whom? Jnani Bhakta like Prahlad. But still, you take shelter of Sri Krishna. This is the ultimate instructions of Srimad Bhagavatam. So that's why, by the mercy of Narada Muni, Narada Muni is speaking through the living entity. And same Narada Muni also become in this Kali Yuga, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, he appeared as Sivas Thakur. And same incident also happened in his house. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing one time in his house of Sivas Thakur, in midnight, with his most intimate associates, and the son of Sivas Thakur was died also. Same like the Maharaj Chitraketu's son was died. So what happened when the son of Sivas Thakur was died, the other room, the Kirtan was going on in one room, then other room, the women's, his wives, Malini and other women's there, lamenting, they're just surrounding the dead child. They are lamenting, crying. Somehow other this sound came to the ear of Sivas Thakur. He immediately entered to the room. And he just as he was, stop crying. Immediately stop. If you don't stop crying, I will just run away now from the house and just jump to the Ganges and give up my life. I don't want to give any disturbance to the dance of, to the enjoyment of the Lord Gauranga. He's chanting and dancing, he's enjoying in my house. And if he come to know about this, the unwanted situation that happened in my house, the death of my child, then immediately his pleasure will be diminished. I don't want to. I want that. Stop crying. So immediately, all these women become stunned. Same thing happened. After some time, Mahaprabhu told, dancing, and he told, something happened, something wrong happened here. I am not getting much pleasure. What happened? Sivas, something happened in your house? He was not telling, but other devotees told. And yes, his only son was died. Mahaprabhu told, Sivas, why you did not tell me? Sivas Thakur told, how can I disturb in your dancing? Oh Lord, you are the Lord of the entire universe, Vishwambhara. When you are dancing in my house, how can something wrong will happen? When you are dancing, chanting, and hearing your chanting from your mouth, this son died. So who is more fortunate than this living entity? He is returned back to his abode. Returned back to your abode. But still Mahaprabhu came and just put his hand on the chest of the dead child. Just like Narada Muni also. Told, son of Sivas, oh living entity, why you left this body? Why you left the house of Sivas Thakur? Woke up. Then the son of Sivas Thakur also again woke up. Come to life. then he also starts speaking philosophy, just like Maharaj Chitraketu's son spoke philosophy. But Srivas Thakur's son told, "Oh, Mahaprabhu, according to your instructions, everything is going on. I have accepted so many fathers and parents and mothers in my so many lives, so many lifetimes. But by the mercy of you, your mercy, in this particular life, I appeared in the house of a devotee like Srivas Thakur. And it is also because of your desire, now I am leaving this house. I am returning back to your abode, the supreme abode, Golok. This is also your desire. Tava iccha mate jiver janama marana samruddhi nipata dukha sukha sanghatana. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, "O Lord, according to your desire, tava iccha mate jiver janama marana, living entities take birth and also dies. His happiness, his distress, his everything, according to your desire." Then Mahaprabhu was saying that Srivas Thakur is crying. His whole family was lamenting. All devotees was practically crying, lamenting. Mahaprabhu told Srivas, "Don't lament. I myself and Nityananda, we are both your son." Srivas Thakur started crying. Just embracing Mahaprabhu and Nityananda, they both told, "We both are your son. What you know, what you get, why you want another son?" Actually, Srivas Thakur was completely pleased with Mahaprabhu's statement. A devotee could understand. Our real, all types of relation is connected to Krishna. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, "He is everything for us. Because of illusion, because of associating with the material nature, karana guna sanga asya, then we thinking, he is my friend, he is my enemy. Then we come sometimes happy, sometimes lamenting, all these situations come. According to mode of material nature, we are suffering and enjoying. When one come to the above the influence of material nature, gunatita sa uchyate, come above material nature, by performing pure devotional service, abhyabhicharana bhakti yogena sevate sa gunam samatita itana." She can become free from the influence of the material nature, then he remained in a sthita prajna stage. He could understand, "Who am I? What is my relation with Krishna?" And then he engaged in pure devotional service. Mama janmani janmani swari bhavatat bhaktir ahetu kirtvahi. Hare Krishna. So time is over. Any question or any comment? Any question, any comment? Parabara, parabara drik iswara. What is meaning by parabara? Parabara, parabara drik, seeing the cause and effect, iswara, the Supreme Lord. So there is the comparison is given about the neutral position of the Supreme Lord, how a living entity could also come to that position, neutral position. If he see that himself as part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, he is the part and parcel, if he understood that qualitatively he is with Supreme Lord, but in very minute quantity. If a living entity understood that I am the part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, then you can also achieve that neutral position, that parabaradik, seeing the cause and effect. Exactly, udasinabat, the previous word is telling, udasinabat, in neutral position. How can we come to that neutral position, just like the Supreme Lord is in neutral position, sitting in everyone's heart and super soul? He is not affected with the activities of the living entity, because he is neutral. Similarly, when a living entity, knowing his position as the servant of the Supreme Lord, then he can also get the same quality of neutrality. He will not affect it. Because his body is just like a chariot. The senses as horses. And who is a intelligence is the mind is the rope, controlling rope, and intelligence is the driver. Then who is the jatri? The soul is sitting there. But if soul did not know where to go, then the intelligence is just going here, there, there, where. So you have to know where to go. How could he know? If he follow the Supreme Soul. If he ask the Supreme Soul, surrender to Supreme Soul, then he could know what is my destination, what I have to do, where I have to go. Unless the soul knows this thing, who am I, what is my goal of life, where I have to go, then all disturbances goes on. So intelligence just baffled here, there. Sometimes suffering, sometimes lamenting, sometimes enjoying, like that. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Hare Krishna.